That the only thing I know about the movie is that line.
Come out and play.
Come out and play.
That's the only thing I remember from it.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Real good.
So this week, Michael Caine lends his voice, or at least an AI version of it, to The Odyssey. The Warriors are coming out to play on Broadway, and Instagram wants to become television. We also get into a deeply uncomfortable House of the Dragon premiere. Also trailer trashed, views or snooze, staff picks, and whatever else falls out of the labyrinth. So welcome to Radio Labyrinth. Bruce today. Do you guys know who Bruce
yeah.
is?
Bruce Bruce.
Yeah. That dude is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, hello. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. Not for this show, but I interviewed him for my radio show. And I watched his special that dropped in March. This guy is funny. I love the fact that he had a stool behind him and he just sort of leaned back and he goes, "Y'all mind if I sit down?" And he just did his comedy. Apparently, there's an old Tom Segura joke that from one of Tom's like 2013 specials, an old special where he talks about meeting Bruce, and he didn't know that he was an Andy. He thought Bruce told him that he was a big Andy Griffith fan, and Tom Segura didn't believe him.
Who's the funniest cat of all time? And he goes, Andy Griffith. And I go, what? And I go, are you talking about like that dude? And he goes, yeah, you ever been to the Andy Griffith Museum before? And I go, what kind of question is that? No, of course not. Man.
And the joke kind of ends with Bruce not talking to him anymore. But the dude is. The guy knows everything about all that old media. And we talked a little bit about that. But it's not this show, but I was just excited to speak to Bruce.
That joke with Tom Segura, yeah, he's like, go out and give me some candy.
And she goes, I'm getting off. Is there anything you want? And he goes, I would love some candy. And she goes, candy? And he goes, Twix, Skittles, shit like that.
Does she work for you?
No.
Anyway, welcome to the show. So there were a couple stories that we did. Well, there were things we wanted to talk about that we didn't put in here. But what's this Widow's Bay Easter eggs? Because it's not a story and not a news story. But what is it? Who put that in there?
I put that in there. I thought it would be fun since everybody's finished it now.
They kind of put everything under a Stephen King label.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Everything was associated with Stephen King because most of all the information from this comes from an interview with the director that he did. And they kind of went through and he pointed out a lot of Easter eggs, things that were similar. But I think it's only because they mentioned Stephen King specifically for the title card.
Right.
And then after that, everything just assumed it was with Stephen King because there's lots of stuff that happened in that were like the first episode. Everybody keeps going to Jaws.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like, that first episode was The Fog.
Yes.
Yeah. It even had The Fog.
I was very confused. I had to watch the final episode twice because I still haven't kind of really figured out what happened. So is Rose is the old lady, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Is she the Gilpin character, the woman? Is she like just lived forever?
No, she's the descendant of that little girl that escaped from the boat.
Yeah.
Okay. She's the descendant from the little girl that escaped from the boat. But it felt like it ended, but it obviously there has to be another season. So I'm glad there's going to be another season, unlike the Burrows, which was canceled. But I just felt a little underwhelmed. That's why I had to watch it again, and I still can't figure out what happened at the end. I don't understand. Maybe I'm stupid.
And you're right. It was kind of thrown at you, but I think it was thrown at you because they wanted to give you a general idea of how bad it was, but they could still go back to it if they need to and make it specific and tell you the story.
And so they're showing you that people have to be sacrificed, and you have to. And to I hope that Bashir got off the island. He and his wife. I hope they got off of there. They don't really say, do they?
Mm-mm. Now, there's a few things that were kind of left unfinished, but that, like you said, that's great. That gives them stuff to go to for next season. And I'm sure she's probably, you know, got that sketched out already.
And Cato Flynn, by the way, she's a great actress. I don't recall her from anything else, but she's fantastic in this. She is Patricia. Now I can finally breathe because there's a episodic show on HBO Max that only comes out once a week. So House of the Dragon is back, and what an opening episode that was. Lots of fun battles and stuff. And it got me right away. Everybody watch it?
Yep.
Well, first of all, the incestuous kiss, that always gets me going. I love it when a son and a mom, you know, it takes me back to that great movie from the 90s, Spanking the Monkey. It's always fantastic.
The bathtub scene.
Well, that and the other scene. And well, that was some great dragon stuff going on in that first episode. I'll have to watch it a little bit more.
I saw the dragon with the underbite.
Yeah, it reminded me a lot of people I grew up around.
People are putting like sound bites behind it, being like, "Well, biscuits." Yeah,
I saw one of those with the voice from Sling Blade.
Ain't got no gas in it.
Hollywood is having its best box office since before the pandemic. And, you know, every year after the pandemic, it's just sort of kind of lost steam. By the way, they had a ton of movies made the years of the pandemic that they just sort of dumped out there that either did really well or didn't do very well. They all had to go to streaming pretty much. But it's nice to see that people are going back to the movies. I went to the movies. I went to the movies on Father's Day.
What'd you go see? Toy Story?
No.
Okay. Calm down.
My wife, that wasn't an angry no. My wife signed us up for Marcus Theaters. They own a lot of those movie taverns, and they have a movie club where you get to take your kid for free, one movie a month. And this month's movie, or the one that was this previous weekend on Father's Day, was called Buffalo Kids, an animated movie. It's a Spanish production. You know, they overdubbed in English, or they had English people doing the voices. About these two kids who come over from Ireland on a boat. Their uncle's supposed to meet them. And then they go, you know, but he's not there. So they have to get on a train. They have to find a way to get on a train. And then they pretend to be, well, they're not really pretending, but they join this group of orphans that are being taken out west. And it ended up being a really good movie. I had no idea what it was about. And it was the first time Gilbert's ever been to a movie in a movie theater. And he sat there because I prepped him all week. I said, "You can't talk." He said, "Can I laugh?" "You can laugh." "What if I have to cough?" "You can cough." "Can I have popcorn?" "Yeah, you can have popcorn. I like popcorn." So he sat. He was great. He had he kept bumping the button that made his seat go up. And he'd go, "Daddy, fix my seat." Didn't go back. And we were the only people in the theater, just he and I.
No, that's cool.
Everybody was there to see Obsession or Toy Story 5. But he wanted his picture taken with the big display of Toy Story 5, so I did that, and also the Spider-Man. But it was cool to take him to his first movie, and now that I know he can sit there, we can go to more movies. He didn't know what trailers were, so every trailer was for something he wanted to see. The new Cat in the Hat, he goes, "Is that movie on right now?" "No." "The new Minions movie, is that on right now?" "No."
That's how I feel about trailers. I feel like they should show the trailer to the movie before the actual movie every time you're in there. Because every time I see a trailer, I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I really want to see that."
Right.
Yeah. We went to go see, and it was a Thursday night. We went to go see Obsession, me and Jones. And the theater was packed on a Thursday night.
Good.
Yeah.
That's nice to see that. But anyway, that movie ended up being pretty good. Sean Bean is really the only person I knew, and he does one of the voices. It was a bad guy.
Did he die?
No.
Okay.
Oh, wow. No. How interesting for him.
Yeah.
But a bunch of gold falls on his head. But then we get home, and Gilbert says, "I want to watch that again. Is it on TV?" And I said, "I don't know. I'll check." And it was on Amazon, and he wanted to watch it. I mean, this is immediately when we get home from the theater. So I paid. It was on sale, so I bought it. So now we own it. $2.50, and I'm sure he'll be watching it a lot.
What's it called again?
Buffalo Kids.
Buffalo Kids. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But anyway, what is this? Domestic box office revenue has already reached $4.46 billion. And that's 7% over last year or year over year, which means it's just going to keep going up. So there's a lot of movies out there to go see. And Spielberg was right. You know, leave your movies in the theater for a little bit longer. Let them play. And you have Obsession and Backrooms, which are igniting younger people to go to the movies. So it looks like maybe they'll make a turnaround. Radio Labyrinth is also brought to you by the Punchline Comedy Club in Sandy Springs, Georgia, tucked inside the legendary Landmark Diner. The Punchline is Atlanta's longest-running premier comedy nightclub. Get yourself a nice meal, have a couple of drinks, make sure you tip your waitstaff, and satisfy any cravings you have while you are laughing. This weekend, you have Michael Palasek. Next weekend, well, actually on June 28th, which is just in a couple days, you have Tara Canastracy. On July 9th, Landon Talks. On July 10th through the 12th, Tina Frimmel. And July 17th and 18th, Michelle Ryder, also known as Shelly Billy. So that sounds like a grand old time. Go to punchline.com to find out show times and pick one that you'd like to go see. And for more shows that are coming up throughout the remainder of the year, punchline.com. Instagram is going to be doing long-form episodic storytelling on television. They are experimenting with a series format that would let creators organize reels into longer episodic programming that makes the experience more TV-like. So get ready for a bunch of AI shit, because Meta lets so much AI. They're worse than YouTube, I think.
Snapchat tried that a while ago.
They did?
Yeah, they had that bad baby show. That was like an episodic reality show about her.
Well, I feel bad for her.
But it was only one season.
Well, this I think is more for, so people can, like, if for some reason we wanted to, I mean, we could piece together our entire YouTube show onto this by, you know, making clips how we want to, and combining all the clips and then putting it out as a show. And that's what Meta's trying to do, is compete with YouTube. And the TV portion is they're trying to set up where you can cast this service, you know, directly to TVs so that it can be viewed in a, you know, living room setting or what have you, like YouTube does.
So I watched this woman on TikTok and YouTube, and it's like those episodic things, but she does a whole soap opera, but she plays every character in it.
That's creative. Cool. I watched that.
And I don't know how I ever got caught up in it, but I did. And when like a new, like, you know, little cluster drops, like, I'm like, oh, I gotta watch it. And she plays every character. And I'm like, this is so good.
Do you get ads in your TikTok feed for these shows where like two hot chicks are spanking each other?
No, Tim, I think that's your algorithm.
I don't go seeking that stuff out, but there's shows that you could watch on TikTok. They're episodes of some series and stuff. They're ridiculous. And I always click the little thing that says not interested, but I still get them.
You're not interested yet.
Yeah. Well, maybe if there was a TikTok that was more like Red GIFs, Jeff, I would know, right? I don't even know what Red GIFs is. GIFs, I don't know. Never heard of it.
Michael Caine's AI-generated voice to narrate the Odyssey audiobook ahead of Christopher Nolan's movie.
13-hour audiobook, 11 Labs, using Michael Caine's AI-generated voice and all the voices and all the sound effects in this audiobook are AI. Now, are you going to be able to tell? I think you can. Liza Minnelli, they used AI to narrate her audiobook, the biography that came out a couple months ago, and you can tell. Because there's whatever they call that, the it hallucinates, whatever.
The uncanny valley kind of.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
with her, too, I think Liza Minnelli probably hallucinates a little bit so at this point.
Yeah. But when I was practicing Michael Caine to be in that Aqua Teen Hunger Force episode, Dave Willis kept sending me, Steve, you got to watch Steve Coogan. And that's sort of how I got it.
I'll do it. I'm not going to do it. And he talks about having all the thing up in the nose like that. I love Michael Caine. I love Michael Caine. I love him. He's great. I don't think that audiobooks should go this way, because a guy like Jeff Hayes can do all the voices and all the characters, and he has a production company, and he does all the sound effects, and it's immersive, and it's not AI, and it's creative. And
he's actually doing the work.
Yes, and I prefer that.
Yeah.
Prefer that.
But this is a sad story that makes me very, very sad. This makes me very, very, very sad to hear. The Warriors are coming back to play on Broadway. It is going to be a musical. Now, The Warriors is one of those movies that, when did it come out? 78, 79? 79.
That the movie, only thing I know about the movie is that line.
Warriors, come out and play.
Come out and play.
That's the only thing I remember from it.
Yeah, what's the plot, Dustin?
Well, the plot is that there's a giant meeting of all the gangs in New York. And right. when they get together, this one guy is going to unite them and make them. And the police don't want that. One gang in particular they shoot Cyrus, the lead guy at the beginning. So they say they did it and they point to him. And then from that point on, the rest of the movie is this chase between all these gangs for the Warriors to make it back to Coney Island, where their home turf is, so they can
Let's
be safe.
Get down to it, boppers. That was the line. Lynn Thigpen played the DJ. Now, you guys know who Lynn Thigpen is, right?
Looking good, Warriors. All the way back to Coney. Real good.
She was the lady on Carmen Sandiego. Where in the world? And then you had Cyrus, the one he was talking about, is like, can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
All these things that come out of that movie, but the trailer, the commercial they used to show on TV scared the shit out of me. Because the makeup, and there was the guys that were dressed like the Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the Kiss makeup.
The Kiss makeup and the pinstripes without the New York on it. But you had Michael Beck, James Remar is fantastic in it, Deborah Van Valkenburg, you know these people. But David Patrick Kelly is the one, I think he put the bottles on his fingers. Warriors, come out and play. Also in Twin Peaks. Also in the first PG-13 movie, I think it was, Dreamscape.
Mm-hmm. Bum kicker. She did a bum kicker.
He was.
And, of course, the greatest Schwarzenegger movie, Commando.
Yeah.
Remember but when the, you said you that scene, kill me last?
That in particular with the bottles on the fingers, he came up with that himself.
I bet he did.
They were actually in the car and they did the Warriors come out and play, but it wasn't menacing at all.
Right.
And so when he put those bottles on and he started clinking them together and repeating it, that's when it gave the whole scene the creepiness.
Warriors, come out to play. Warriors, come out to play. Warriors, come out to play.
It's a classic movie. I like to try to watch it at least once a year. It's just an enjoyable film. But this is Lin-Manuel Miranda and playwright Issa Davis. They're bringing it to Broadway based on their acclaimed 2024 concept album, which reimagined the cult film. Their version gender swaps the Warriors into an all-female gang and mixes hip-hop with rock, salsa, R&B, and other musical styles. That I don't mind. I don't know why they have to gender swap it, though. Let's see. They have an enormous lineup on their album that included Lauryn Hill, Nas, Busta Rhymes. All these people are awesome. Mark Anthony and several Hamilton veterans. Although they haven't cast the stage production yet, I guess you can look at it. So what do you think? Do you think the Warriors can make the jump from gritty 1970s grindhouse cult movie to a Broadway musical? Or does it just simply become, I don't know, Hamilton with violence?
I think he can make that work.
You do? Okay.
He made Hamilton work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he wasn't. I mean, he was taking an historical figure, which people don't have nearly the amount of connection and heart as compared to an IP from their childhood. The city was a big character as much as any of the actors were.
It was the biggest character in the
movie. It was the era, the time. And more importantly, that the music specifically from that movie is so iconic.
Yes.
And it was also, so you take those things away. I mean, the gender flip thing, I get it because that's just the thing to do now. But what I don't understand is how they're going to pull off. So are you going to have like girl gangs and then there's a Because remember, in the Warriors, there were guys and girls in the gangs. Yes, right. It wasn't just all guys. There were girls, you know, little like tomboy girls that would hang around with them. So you're going to have these little, you know, you're going to have little bitch boys hanging around these girl gangs. I don't know how they're going to flip.
Tim, get your audition ready.
Yes, I'll be the king of the bitch boys.
So, but maybe the people that are going to enjoy it, or the people that are going to enjoy it, are not going to realize or know it's a remake.
I mean, this dude made Hamilton. And this is the next thing he's made since Hamilton. So, I mean, anything he makes is going to do well. So why do you need to, you know, use this as a skeletal framework?
People complain about
AI and everything else. They go through and they scrape our childhoods and they come up with these things. Well, isn't that exactly what he's doing?
Kinda. I think.
Yeah.
What do you think? Let us know in the comments.
There'll be some really catchy songs, though.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
All right, trailer trash this week. I picked out three things that I found on YouTube today. They all look pretty good. I'll start with The Dink, which is an actual movie. Ben Stiller, Ed Harris, Jake Johnson, who is the star, Mary Steenburgen, Christine Taylor, and Aaron Chen. This is about a down-on-his-luck tennis player who's hurt, and to rehab himself, he has to play pickleball. So it brings in pickleball. It looks funny. Did you guys watch that trailer?
Yeah, I watched it.
Personally, I didn't think it looked funny.
No.
And I'm a huge Dodgeball fan. And all the production, this is the same crew that made Dodgeball.
Yeah, Dodgeball's great.
Yeah.
I feel like if I played pickleball, like I'd be like, oh, let me go watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But since I don't.
It's basing, you know, the whole thing is based on the rivalry between tennis and pickleball.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't really stand either one. So, you know, it might be fun just to, you know, deprecating the whole thing, but I don't know.
Well, Gilbert's getting into tennis now. They took him for a day trip at his daycare or his camp or whatever. And I used to play tennis, but there's no way in hell I'll be able to do that. Maybe. We'll
Jones
see.
Used to, too. His mom was semi-pro.
Really?
Yeah, and coached for...
Alta.
Yeah.
Damn. But I almost joined Alta, but, you know, I like cigarettes better. King of the Hill, another season 15. That trailer looks good. I guess Bobby's moved out and is he's with his girlfriend, and the hijinks ensue.
Looks like they're getting married.
You can't go wrong with King of the Hill, I don't think.
I wonder if that's going to be the arc of the entire season.
Maybe,
their relationship.
And then the trailer that I laughed throughout the entire trailer was this. I didn't even know this was in the works, and it's coming out in August on Netflix. Alley Cats, which is a 6-part series, Ricky Gervais and his buds. You'll recognize a lot of the voices, but do yourself a favor and watch the trailer.
It looks hilarious.
Yeah, it's way better than that Aubrey Plaza cat animation show that got canceled after one season.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
I think it was called Frank or something like that. It was terrible.
Yeah.
He reminds me of like a buffer Heathcliff.
Heathcliff.
I always liked Heathcliff more than I liked Garfield. I was an anomaly. Hey, it's your former president, George W. Bush. I seem to have forgotten how to do the voice, but hopefully by the end of this commercial... I'll have it figured out. I was just out in Chicago at the unveiling of the Obama Presidential Library and Prison. And it just looks like a prison. That's all. It's a nice big cement building. It's very lovely. And besides, people love me now that I paint instead of rule. But I tell you what, we can all agree on is good pizza. Atlanta Pizza and Euro is a family-owned, and I love that, restaurant in Conyers. And they've been serving the East Metro since 1983. They offer the best Greek and Italian specialties made fresh to order. Open Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturdays from 12 to 9, and of course they're closed on Sundays so you can go fishing with your family, because I believe that the man and fish can coexist peacefully. and you should be able to put food on your family. They also got a food truck, so if you're interested in booking a food truck for a corporate or private event, please contact Mike at 770-483-6228. Thanks for listening to Radio Labyrinth and for all your continued support. Do you have commercial or residential construction printing needs? Sure, we all do. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
His views.
Or.
And snooze.
Views.
All right, Jeff, let's do views or snooze.
Yeah, last week was Sugar, House of Dragon, and The Hand of Dante, which Sugar's just as good as it's always been, which you guys should watch, except for you, Lizzie. You can't.
Why?
It's on Apple TV.
Yeah.
This week, The American Experiment comes out on Netflix. This is a 5-part Netflix history series where they're trying to do like the Ken Burns documentary kind of thing about America.
Huh. For like 250.
Yeah, for the 250th.
Do they do one episode for every year?
No, this is only 5 parts.
Oh, okay. Okay. Who's Hillary Clinton produced it?
Yeah.
Okay. Martin Sheen narrates it.
Yep.
That sounds right.
Yeah, sounds okay.
I'm going to watch it. It's a view from me. The Bear final season comes out tomorrow.
Man, I'll have to go back and watch all the other seasons.
It's really good. You should watch it if you didn't.
I've never watched it, but I feel like I would like that show. Everybody's like, have you seen Bear? Have you seen Bear? You would like it.
I hated it at first because
it was so fucking stressful. Like,
yes.
I'm like, I watch TV to wind down and relax. Right. I don't need this fucking kitchen stress in my life. But then you get
I've used lived to it. I don't need to watch it.
Yeah. Right.
But then you get used to it. And then going forward, he does everything he can to make it like organized and get a system in place, like an actual chef. And all the characters have arcs, which I love.
Yeah.
It's a really good show. I recommend it highly. And this is the final season. And then we talked about it last week. Life, Lair, and Pursuit of Happiness starts on the 26th on HBO Max.
That's definite views for me.
Larry David.
Yeah. Are they dumping it all at one time, or since it's HBO?
I don't know if they're doing it.
It's HBO. It'll be one a week. So
I think maybe they'll do two at first, and then one a week after that.
Definitely viewing that. Thank you, Jeff. And let's do some staff picks. Who wants to go first?
Let's see. This week, I got a movie from 2021 that I really liked on 4K called Old Henry. It's Tim Blake Nelson from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And Coen Brothers.
Yeah.
The legend of Buster Scruggs.
Buster Scruggs, yeah.
Yeah, that, he was so good in that. But this has got Tim Blake Nelson. He plays the main character. Stephen Dorff. Trace Adkins is also in it, the country singer, and he does a really good job. They find this injured man one morning, and he has a satchel full of cash, and so they bring him back to their house, and then Stephen Dorff and a group of people come looking for him, and it's one of the best movies that I've ever seen Tim Blake Nelson in. He just does an amazing job. Nothing like any other character he's played before either, which is good.
I have seen long clips of this on TikTok. But I've never seen the movie, so now I want to watch it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Lizzie?
We saw Obsession in the theaters, and it is not just a good horror movie. Like, it's just a good movie all around. Like, it's smart. It's funny. Like, it's well thought. It's just really good.
Something people would really dig.
I knew it would be funny because, I mean, have you ever seen their comedy channel?
Oh, yeah. Like, I followed him for years on TikTok and YouTube, and he makes me belly laugh because it's, like, so funny that it's stupid. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, what? But they did such a good job, and I think it started off, like, it was $750,000 to make the movie, and last weekend, it was already up to $330 million.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like, I think people are appreciating it because he's not talking down to his audience, like dumbing things down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's what it needs. So good. Such a good movie.
He's breathing new, you know, fresh life back into Hollywood, and it's, you know, it's fine with me. It's a new generation,
yeah,
and someone who at least looks like they can take the reins and know what they're doing and doesn't care to try to follow the old Hollywood standard studio.
Yeah, he wrote it, directed it, and edited the whole thing. Edited is such a weird word to me. Edited it. The whole thing on his own.
But it was good. You liked it.
Oh, yeah, I loved it. It was a really good movie, not just for a horror movie, but like, which is hard to make. I think a good horror movie is hard to make, but it was like a good movie in general.
I can make a good horror movie. I mean, oh, you meant
horror. My staff pick is Howie Mandel on Harlan Highway.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet. Is it funny?
Yeah.
Good.
They don't mention me in my When a Stranger Calls episode that never aired.
Yeah, I know. That sucks. Should have cleaned your kitchen. Oh, you did clean your kitchen. They're jerks. Mine, I have two. One real quick I'm going to throw out there. I sent you guys a link to this, and you can tell whoever made this is sort of, I think, influenced by Tim Robinson or maybe Tim and Eric, but it's called the Forever Zone channel on Instagram, and it's just weird and just the right kind of comedy. Maybe I caught it at the right time in a right frame of mind. I don't know if you guys watched any of the videos, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah, they're funny. Weird. Then,
yeah, weird. I like, give me weird. Hanging with Dr. Z presents Christmas with a Z live special. This, I believe, was from Netflix as a joke. A lot of great guests. They don't even get to the guests, really, until almost an hour into it. But it's just really funny. And anytime Dana Gould puts on the Dr. Zaius costume from Planet of the Apes, the original Planet of the Apes, it's always funny. Even the intro, while you're waiting for it, they're showing you images of old Hollywood that they put him into, and it's just great. I love it. So I highly recommend that.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment card.
All right. Hey, we love it when you leave us comments on our YouTube channel. We got some this week, and I'm going to read them now. BASP-EF7JX, which rolls right off the tongue, said all of them, probably according to him, and I don't know what he's talking about, but somebody put exactly from Radio Labyrinth. So
yeah, he's talking about what movies were Feldman in.
Yeah.
I was asked to be in a lot of different movies. Terry Kennedy. Hi, Terry. She says, I'm looking forward to Spider-Man Brand New Day. Spider-Man Homecoming was made in Georgia. I was an extra in the shoplifting scene. Blink and you'll miss me. Well, that makes me want to go watch it now more than actually Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Brett Perkins. He says, I must ask you a question about my cool mustache. And then he also gave Dustin some props. Nice intro. Stepping it up. And I concur. I concur with that very much. Very, very much. Hey, leave us a comment in the YouTube. Ask us questions. We love interacting with you. And, you know, that also helps us in the algorithm. So does liking and sharing and all that other stuff and turning on alerts. But alerts are annoying. Everybody has an alert. I get it. But, hey, we just appreciate you're here. And we appreciate all of our Patreon members. Speaking of which, you could become a Patreon member for $5 a month. Just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews and, you know, it helps us continue making the show. We love doing it and we're having a lot of fun. We're having a blast and we would love you to, you know, jump out. And if you're a new member, well, we'll send you a sticker as soon as you sign up. It's real simple. Patreon.com/TimAndrews. It's really that simple. What else do we have to talk about? Anything or no?
I think that's it.
I think that's it. Hey, we'll talk to you next week. Well, these guys will. I'm on vacation, but they're going to do the show without me. And maybe I'll join for a few minutes from upstate New York. Have a great 4th of July.
Okay. Okay. All right. We will. Happy Independence Day.
America 250. Keep it canon.
They say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the rain.